Hey, this is TA and Marion and Darren and Mark calling in from day 12 of the River of Two Names. And today we are in a very lovely spot, actually beside the sea and beside a lovely little short creek that runs from a lake right into the sea. And the mouth of the river has changed dramatically as we arrived on high tide, and now the bay that we arrived on is full of rocks and the water level is significantly further out. So we feel like we've got our trip tied together with the lake, the river, and the sea all in one place. Another magnificent, magnificent large day in the big land and big sea of Labrador. The heat was hot enough to crack the rocks and nearly cracked us. I think we hit 30 degrees today. So by the time we hit camp, we were a little bit toasty. Lovely little cleanup in the cool river took care of that. And just a magnificent paddling day, starting off on our little island and having a tailwind blow us across to this point that we had to come around, that the rocks were so spectacularly gorgeous. I can hardly find the words for the ochre and the yellows and the burnt orange and the swirls and the patterns. And another rock face where a brown dike of rock came through a piece of white granite. And it was our constant handrail today once we made our first little crossing, and just we were all struck. We also saw some snow today and got close enough for Darren to go up and throw a few snowballs at us, and for me to talk about it. That's how once upon a time glaciers got started, when big piles of snow would get piled with pressure and then not melt. But I don't think these ones have much of a chance since they're right next to the sea, but they might not melt before next year. I guess from what we understand, this is the first heat wave or the first heat and the first sun for this region for all summer. So we're feeling pretty blessed to be here during that. And yes, Linda, we did wear our sunscreen today, and thanks so much for keeping us posted with all of the weather that helps us make decisions about when to move and when to stay. And thanks to all of you for following along here on the River with Two Names in the Labrador Sea. And we're doing well, doing great. Well, definitely eating well, keeping our hydration up and keeping our sunscreen on. And we hear the weather's about to get cooler, so then we'll probably start bundling up again, and we'll have had everything from near snow to 30 degrees all in one trip in the short span of our expedition. Hope you're doing well. Catch you from tomorrow.